Hey everyone, Blue Jacket here with another questionnaire because I like to stroke my ego. Oh god, okay. I can take this seriously, I swear. Alright, so this should be the leap year discussion post. Because Petal, you're adorable, and I want to answer all of the questions about me, and I want to answer all of your questions because they're actually really cool. I like them. So let's see. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, well, wait, sorry. Okay. What is your favorite ice cream flavor, and what type of sex would you associate it with? No vanilla. So actually, I just got my favorite ice cream flavor because I'm going out of commission for a little bit. The Red Death is upon us. But that would be Ben and Jerry's Half Baked, if we're going for sort of a more typical, normal, God, words. If we're going for a more like typical flavor, then chocolate chip cookie dough would probably be my first choice. I really like it. So Half-Baked is a fun ice cream, I think. Lots of different stuff mixed in there, but nothing too extreme or weird. Which, you know, describes a good amount of bedroom fun, too. And chocolate chip cookie dough is the same, but milder. Also just cookie dough. In any situation, really, I would be happy. God, I love cookie dough. So much. So much. Okay, moving on. At what point would you eventually just stop and say, I've done my time on GWA, it's been good, but it's time to go. Do you see this happening anytime soon? I don't know. I feel like I answered something similar to this. Or rather, that my answer is going to be something similar to the one I gave last time, which is, I'm really only going to give up GWA if it, you know, comes down to, like, I need to get rid of it for a job, you know, public appearance type thing, or if I have a partner that I am seriously, seriously committed to, who is not comfortable with it, but that would have to be at, like, getting hitched level seriousness, because, I mean, like, well, I don't know, maybe not that far, but, like, a partner that I was very, very serious about, that I felt strongly enough about that I would be willing to give this up, because I do sort of see it as a facet of my sexuality, a facet that I'm exploring, but a facet nonetheless. I like being on here. I like the validation. I, you know, like the people. I like being able to express myself, being able to explore things through GWA that I wouldn't otherwise be able to do, especially not in person. So that's sort of a valuable experience. And why in the fuck are you driving that quickly? We're in a fucking neighborhood, you cunt. Okay. Let's see. So yeah, I don't really see this happening anytime soon. I'm not about to get into a serious relationship anytime soon. Because I am fucked in the brain. And I don't... I'm not going into any job that would require me to have, like, a squeaky clean profile, and this is my alt account, though I've been, God, using it for everything recently, but, there shouldn't be a whole lot of information that ties my public, image to this one, so I feel like I might be good, but we'll see, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it happens. We'll see how it goes. Number three. Do you know anyone on GWA who has a vocal doppelganger? Man, I don't know. That's kind of a hard one because I'm actually, for all that I love GWA, I am terrible at registering auditory input. I just, like, it's really hard for me to process it. You know, I can hear what people are saying just fine, but somewhere between my ears and my brain, it just gets really muddled. So, I don't know. I can't actually tell on that one. But, you know, if I find one, I'll be sure to point it out gleefully and often. Which celebrities do you imagine listening to your favorite posters? Ooh. Wow. Okay. Twofold question. Who are my favorite posters? I don't know. Oh God, I didn't prepare. Shit. I don't know. I can't choose favorite posters, and I don't know. I hadn't actually thought of, like, people sitting down and listening to. Oh, that's weird. That's not weird. I mean, that's awesome. Obviously, people are listening to these posts because they're being upvoted and commented on and all of that. But, Okay, wow. That went in a weird direction. I may not just post this. I might just post another version where I'm not walking around outside. Anyways, let's see. Moving on. I don't know. I'll come back to it if I think of something. Who on GWA do you think would make a really good couple? Oh, I don't know. I keep saying this. God. Petal, I'm doing you such a disservice. I'm so sorry. I'm doing such a terrible disservice to you and your questions. I don't know. God. I mean, if it was just, like, who do you think would have great sex, it would, like, mean anyone I like. But, God, I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Okay. I'm so useless right now. Shit. Fuck. Fuckity. Fucking thunder cunt. Okay, moving on. We'll come back to that one, too. Describe what you think your listeners think you may look like. Your peers can confirm or deny. Ooh, do confirm or deny. I did, describe myself briefly on another audio, but assuming that they haven't listened to that, man, I don't know. I think maybe they might, I think they just might visualize me as, like, you know, sort of average height, maybe decently pretty, a little on the younger side, though I don't know what the younger side is technically. God, aren't I so good at this? I don't know, what didn't I say? White? I might have said white. I don't know, shorter? I did get that comment, actually. Someone said that they thought that I was shorter than I actually am. So, I don't know. Average height white girl who's maybe a little on the younger side. If a hypothetical GWA convention were to take place, what do you think it would be like and who would host it? I don't know if this has any basis in truth or real life, but I feel like, I don't know about hosting necessarily, but I feel like, Miss would probably, Miss and Senna, for some reason, I feel like are the people who, whether they were hosting it or not, they would take charge of it, because that's just sort of what I associate with them. As to what it would be like, I feel like it would be fun, a little awkward, because everybody would be coming together and sort of like, hey, I've masturbated to you. Which can be a little awkward at first, but then once you remember that, like, everybody's done this, and everybody has done this with everybody's permission, it gets easier to interact. And I think it would be fun, people, you know, doing secret recordings together to post after the convention, or, you know, getting together and sort of discussing, I don't know, everything, anything. Kinks and audios, gossip about other people, talk about the recording equipment or software that we use, that sort of thing. I don't know, but I feel like it would be cool. I feel like it would be fun. I just don't, I don't know. There's so many possibilities. It would be fun. Yeah. Someone tattooed a dick on your face while you were very much asleep. What now? Well, first of all, fuck you. Why would you do that? Why? You dick. Okay, let's see. Send all the money I have and then some to maybe get rid of it. fuck, but that is expensive. Jesus. Fuck. I don't know. Find a really fucking good concealer. And beat the shit out of whoever did it. Cause, God, why? Why can't, and that takes so much effort too. Why would you tattoo it? Why would you tattoo it, like, risk this person waking up, screaming from pain, from getting a tattoo on their face, just to tattoo a dick on their face? Like, why? Use markers like every other normal asshat. God. Okay. What other tabs/apps do you have open right now? I'm walking around right now, so I don't really have, you know, my laptop on me. What did I have open on it, though? I had my email open. I have a couple different accounts for a couple different things. So I had my email open. I have Spotify open. I have, okay, I don't know, Reddit, Facebook, Tumblr, I was looking up recipes for easy, like, breakfast, because I don't wake up. I don't give myself enough time to wake up in the morning and make myself breakfast, so that was the thing I was looking up. God, I don't know. I was watching 21 Chump Street, which, in case you haven't heard, I'm obsessed with this guy named Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he wrote and directed a super short musical. It's only about 15 minutes long, but it's based on, I think, the same, like, the actual police cases that 21 Jump Street was based on. Or it might have been something more recent. I should have gone back and looked it up, and I didn't. Anyways, so that's somewhere online, and I found it because I wanted to actually watch it, and they only have the audio on YouTube. And so I found it, and I watched it, and it was great, but that's probably still open. Netflix. Netflix is probably going to be open. I don't know. That's it, probably. Voice recorder. Does that count? Do you care? Let's see. Do age differences, like 10, 20 plus years, in who you listen to get off to on GWA matter to you? I don't know. I don't really think about it. I haven't really thought about it. I have sort of thought about it. I guess it could be kind of weird if you made it weird. I think I would probably just go with the safe answer of, like, I don't really want to know. I also just assume that everybody is, like, in their early 30s, whether or not they actually are. So then when I find out their age, I will be surprised either way. I don't know. I feel like that's, you know, I steel myself for them being around mid-30s or so. And then if they're older, it's like, well, I was already ready for that big an age difference. And if they're younger, then it's like, okay, well, it's not that bad. So I think that works. That's my method. How do you handle passive aggression from someone else? I got real passive aggressive right back. That's the, I wish I could say like, oh, I try to be the bigger person or whatever. I want to be, but I'm not. If you're going to be bitchy at me, I'm going to be bitchy right back. At one point I probably would have tried to be nicer, but I don't have the energy now. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. Especially not in a relationship. Like, goddamn. Well, no. If we're in a relationship or we're pretty close, I'll call you out on it. And then, I'll try to help you get through it because I actually care about you. But if you're just, you know, some random ass person, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. Just fucking take your shitty attitude and scoot. Bye. Bye, Felicia. Okay, let's see. What are you doing, / what did you do, / what do you want to do for your birthday this year? My birthday has not come yet. My birthday is still a far way away, so I haven't really made plans for it or anything like that. It's not really a significant number in terms of birthdays, so I don't know if I'm going to do much. I might look and see if any artists I like are going to be having concerts near me around that time, or even if they're a little further off, then I might try to go for something like that to celebrate. My best friend is actually going to be off to med school around the time of my birthday. I'm a Virgo, by the way. But yeah, so she's going to be gone. So I'm helping her move just before my birthday, which means that we're probably going to have to celebrate before my birthday. That's going to be a really big thing because it's been a long time since we've been this far away from each other, and I'm going to miss her. God. Now I'm just thinking of that. Fuck. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Moving on. Yeah, so, I don't know. Probably go see a concert, go to a bar with my friend, find some fun thing to do, and also probably, like, an obligatory dinner with my parents, that sort of thing. I don't know. Maybe get laid, finally. Oh, so far away. Okay, name one of your favorite GW audios of the moment or of all time. Oh, God. I was just thinking of one earlier. I was looking for it. I think it was from, like, a couple weeks ago, or maybe closer to a month ago or something. But, I had one in mind, and it was really good. And I don't remember what it was. Fuck. Okay. I don't know that one either. I'm sorry. Okay. And that's the last question. So I think I'm just gonna end there, I guess. I will probably try to post one of the three answers that I cheated on in the comments if I think of them. If not, then you guys can feel free to come punish me. Okay. Okay, all right. I'm going to go and check out how this recording went and probably re-record it when I'm inside and not walking around and sounding terrible because I am so out of shape. Like, goddamn, I am so out of shape. Okay, all right. I'm going to go now. You guys have a lovely, lovely morning, day, evening, night. Lovely something, because you're lovely people, and I would not be here if you guys were so... I would not be here if you guys were not so cool. And that's it, pretty much. I'm gonna go and eat a lot of ice cream and hate my body. Good night. I love you.